Live Through the Lens, a podcast for the curious and creative. I'm Natalie.
And I'm Jamie.
Welcome to the very first episode of LTTL on our brand new platform, YouTube.
We are passionate creators based in Sydney, Australia, and having worked in the creative industry ourselves, our goal is to share our knowledge and experience with you, whether you're in front or behind the lens.
Welcome to a brand new season. It's season 4. With a brand new platform.
Whoa.
We're on YouTube. Hi, YouTube. We're officially starting to record our podcast. So I'm super, super excited.
I think this is going to be a big reminder that I have a face for radio.
Yeah.
Not for video. I'm not a video person.
Oh, wait. Someone said that to me during Pop Asia years, like just to pull my leg. And I was like, wait, not a compliment.
Yes, yeah.
They're saying the opposite. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's kind of crazy that we're back here.
Yeah.
2021.
We're back in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We're back in Lighthouse Studio. We're not on the floor anymore.
No, we've actually got seats.
We have a seat. We have a table. Nice. I splurged the whole budget of the production on this Bunnings table.
Yeah, pretty much. Which didn't you already have?
And then this green IKEA plant.
Yeah. Oh, this is what makes the setting. Honestly.
Yeah. Like without it, honestly.
It's just so bland.
It's just, yeah, but put it back on. Oh, my goodness.
I know. But it's super excited to be back here with you, Jamie.
Yeah, likewise.
The Year of the Ox. Happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Happy Lunar New Year. In my language, Chuk Mung Nam Mai.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Well, in the language design, no. Korean.
Like, Korean?
So Korean is Sehae Bok Mani Padaseo. I guess in Chinese, well, I think Cantonese is Kong Hei Fat Choi. And then Mandarin is... Kongxi Fatai.
Yeah, I think so.
I think they also say 新年快乐.
That's the one I know. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But all of the above means the same.
Happy New Year. It's 2021. But basically, let's just start. I think a lot of people might be new to LTTL, so they may not know who you are. They may not know who I am.
Exactly.
Would you like to do the honors? Just a quick introduction.
I can definitely start.
Who is Natalie Tran?
Who are the hosts of Live Through the Lens? I haven't said it in so long. But yeah, I'm Natalie Tran, for all who might not know me. But I'm based in Sydney, Australia. I was born here. Mm-hmm. I'm of Vietnamese heritage. And my occupation, I would say I do a lot of different things, I guess, in the creative industry. I model, I'm a corporate presenter, and I dabble in event photography sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was doing that before and during COVID, and then events essentially stopped. So, but yeah,
And an up-and-coming streamer too? You stream on Twitch?
Oh, yes. During COVID, I started streaming. I'm I'm micro, tiny, tiny. But
every time there's the opportunity, I like to ensure that you promote your Twitch.
Every opportunity there is, yeah. You kind of remind me that I actually do something else other than modeling. But yeah, I'm a gamer at heart, I guess, if you want to get that. But I met Jamie when I was working at Pop Asia in 2015. It kind of feels like not too long ago, but then it also feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
Because 2015 is only, 6 years?
That's right. And I was talking with producer Mick earlier, and that 5 years ahead, he was talking about he might be finishing his degree in 5 years or so.
Oh,
but then
wow.
When you think about it, 5 years back, that doesn't seem so far away.
No, not at all. I honestly feel like it's been 5 years and I'm like, I feel like I've known you for 15.
Yeah.
That's just, I guess, how comfortable we are.
But I guess so.
Yeah, but I think that's me. How about you now?
Yeah, so my name is Jamie. I am also from Sydney. Sydney boy, born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney, Western Sydney, representing the Sydney suburbs.
The area?
Yeah, 2763 Quakers Hill. Stand up. as Natalie mentioned, we worked together at SBS. I'm still there, but I'm in a different team now. I would describe myself as a broadcast producer. Although in my current role, I train those who produce content for broadcast, radio and TV and whatnot. I have an audio background. Music is also a big part of what I do, but not so much these days. But what else do I do? Oh, photography. That's another big thing that I do mm-hmm. as well. I do enjoy taking the photo. And yesterday I just did a photo shoot with a friend of mine. She's a cosplayer.
Oh, nice.
And so, yeah, getting a lot of use out of Lighthouse Studio. One moment photography studio, next minute podcast studio.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of cool because people or our viewers can actually see now what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot how we got the name Lighthouse Studios.
I remember why. I think because I was getting a lot of lights back then.
Is that how? Okay, you bought a new light or something. And I'm like, this is basically a lighthouse.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so it's a house of lights. But I think on a meta level, on like a deeper level, because what lighthouses do, from what I understand, is they help boats as they're arriving to shore, or they help kind of locate where the shore is.
Yeah, yeah. So the boat essentially doesn't run into the land.
That's right. And like, so as a supportive structure... People are turning off now because this is boring them. But anyway, as a producer, that's kind of what I love to do. I love to be able to support people in their creative pursuits, help musicians and artists and other creative people achieve whatever creative dreams they have. So I guess as the creators are the boats and I am the lighthouse. So come to Lighthouse Studio and have your dreams come true.
I love your analogies. Holy crap. Oh my God.
You can look forward to more of those if you tune into the rest of this season.
Your analogies. We'll definitely touch on why we're here and why Live It Through the Lens exists. Yeah. But yeah, essentially we met as in a corporate setting. We were work colleagues, but then we quickly became friends. Mm-hmm. And we noticed that we shared this, you know, similar interest in our fields, even though we were on opposite ends. You were essentially behind the glass as my producer.
Behind the lens.
Yeah, I was a presenter at SBS.
In front of the lens.
So we can kind of go into the reason why we called our podcast Live Through the Lens.
Yeah. So aside from, that kind of comparison that you just brought up, you know, we're able to share our experiences working behind the scenes and being in front of the camera as well. But I think as well, Live Through the Lens, what I like most about that name is that we sort of, you know, we all have our own lens that we see the world through, and that's shaped by our experiences, what we've been through in our lives. And so, you know, on top of talking about sort of those creative topics, I feel like we'll be able to also bring those everyday kind of topics and share our experiences or our viewpoints on those everyday topics as well through our own lens, as we are both Asian Australian, Sydney based, but hopefully a lot of these things can reach out to all Australian states, all around the world too. As I guess young, we're still pretty young, I think.
I love how you had to remind yourself that, Jamie.
Yep, I like to do that every now and again. So as young Asian Australians kind of figuring it out as we go.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think with our industry knowledge, I mean, we met on the premise of being in the creative industry and working in the creative field. I feel like that's just who we are now. We live and breathe creativity. And I feel like if we meet other creative artists or creative performers, we kind of just click straight away. Mm. Especially myself. I know I surround myself with, I think naturally it's just happened, including yourself.
We'll get into this.
But essentially that's why we called our podcast Live Through the Lens. And we'll get into, I guess, how far we've made it, essentially. We've done three seasons, in our fourth.
Yeah.
But essentially we're going to treat this as new beginnings. Mm-hmm. We've had three seasons, but we're never in a video format. So I think it does change the course a little bit. It kind of makes it more personal as well. You kind of see our faces finally. Oh. And
everyone's been waiting.
Totally, especially for you, Jamie.
Of course.
This way we can reach out to, I guess, people more personally, and I think on an intimate level too.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think also a lot of the people, from what I understand, who have been listening, maybe just starting out in their creative journeys, and we hope that, you know, we're able to share some of our experiences, having worked in the industry as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even for those people who aren't necessarily in the creative field or kind of pursuing...
It just might be interested.
Just might be interested.
There might be, yeah. Just kind of... I feel like these days digital media helps a lot as well. Like, it's such a broad... Like, you can be anything and just be in media. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, everyone's got a phone in their pockets nowadays. So yeah. Everyone's a creator,
basically. Little do you know, you're a creator.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's do a little catch up.
Oh man,
it's been a while. It's 2021. Oh. We're in what, February, mid Feb now.
Yes.
And I feel like, well, let's do COVID updates. I feel like COVID updates in Sydney, we're doing pretty damn well, so that's good.
28 days, I think.
28 days, no community cases.
There you go.
Yeah, good. But even though Sydney's doing great, I feel like the overall spectrum of how the world is going is not too good.
Yeah. I mean, we do have the hopes now of the vaccine. Hopefully once that rolls out, there's a bit more confidence with business and economy and just getting out and stuff like that.
Exactly,
things can kind of start rolling again. But I think still, although we have had a good result in New South Wales, I'm still kind of like taking cautions as well.
I think everyone has to be.
Yeah, you can't. The complacency, that's what's going to ruin everything.
For sure. And I mean, how have you been going, Jamie?
I've been good.
You've been good?
I have been good. Yeah, thank you. A big focus for me has been, I guess, health. Just getting back into exercise and getting back into bouldering and basketball again. A lot of big focus on that. I bought another bike as well. So
I did see it's a very aesthetic bike. I know how much you love me saying that word.
You know how I feel about that word and the aesthetic way you used it just then, but I will ignore it. But yes, I think fitness just generally is a big focus for me. Another thing that I've been getting into recently is chess.
Chess.
I've been getting into chess recently.
I used to play. You mean like online chess?
Yeah. Or just being interested. Yeah, following the game, and learning about the game and all its intricacies. We should try.
Yeah. I actually played it during COVID here and there. I called up my friend. I'm like, get on, and we're gonna play chess right now.
Okay.
It was just because I used to play when I was younger. We had like the actual physical chess pieces in the board.
Yeah.
And it's just nostalgic, kind of looking back and remembering how bad I really was, but I wanted to get better, so that's what counts, right?
That's right. And like, obviously with Queen's Gambit came out, I feel like a lot of people have kind of rediscovered chess again.
Yeah.
I did watch that. That's one of the few things I caught up on Netflix over the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
That and The IT Crowd. Thanks to producer Mick for pushing me to finally watch it. But yeah, chess, and big shout out to as well, listener to of the podcast, our friend Chris. So one of our oldest friends. Hey, Chris. In primary school, do you remember this producer Mike? He was like the chess champion, and everyone around the school knew him as the chess champion.
Really?
Like he was like
There's
the chess
guy.
Yeah. Back in the day, I did know the rules, but I just never knew what to do. But now, like, after watching the Queen's Gambit, I've tried to like kind of discover like, okay, what am I supposed to do at the beginning, in the middle, what are you trying to achieve? So just trying to play that, and I think that's kind of been something fun for me recently.
Yeah
What about you? How's things for you?
Just gaming, just spending my spare time. Honestly, since the first episode, I think I felt that I was quite comfortable being at home and getting very used to the lockdown regulations. And I'm very used to it now. I think I went out yesterday for an event for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I realized, I'm like, I am not a people person anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I'm just very happy and content just doing, I think, my own thing. I feel like COVID lockdown has turned me into an introvert.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Is that
I don't
possible?
Know what it is. Is that...
For Natalie Trent. Well, we're going to get into this in a second, but
Well,
let's just get into it now. I think it's a good time. We're getting into it. So earlier in the episode, we did introduce ourselves briefly on a very surface level, but I thought it might be interesting and spicy to try and describe each other.
Ooh. Okay, this should be interesting.
Okay.
I'm keen. Do you want to...
Well, I've already kind of gotten into it a little bit, but I want to... Yeah, so who is Natalie Tran? Who is Nat Tran? So...
Oh, God.
So Natalie Tran is an outgoing, social, friendly, warm...
Thanks.
Person. Uh-huh. You're a person. I think you really like to get everyone involved whenever things happen. And you really want to, you know, I feel like you have a really strong kind of direction of what, of how you want things to be. And I think that comes through with your like when you're creating stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we used to work together as well, I think back then you were still kind of getting used to the whole swing of things. I don't know if we worked together where you were kind of independent. I think by that time I had kind of moved on. I'd moved away.
I was really independent
because
I was doing pretty much the producing and the what is it called now? The
paneling.
Paneling. Yeah.
And that's a skill that that's really you know, you got to be proud to have that skill.
Honestly,
just to fill everyone in on what paneling is. So you're basically pressing the buttons, you're controlling your microphone,
while you're live,
talking on the radio, on live radio.
That's
pretty incredible. And I haven't done that myself.
Really?
I never paneled or presented a live
at the same
program.
Time. Oh, wow.
Because obviously I was a producer, I was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
If anything, I was the one pushing the buttons for the other for the presenter.
Yeah, so initially when I was training, you would do that for me.
Yeah, that's right.
But then when I was
while. So that would have been nice to see. Like I didn't get the chance to.
That's probably
to see
why
you.
I think I want things in a certain way.
Yeah,
because I felt like that was multitasking at its finest. Honestly.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm curious though, like with that, because I outside of working together at SBS. I know that you do a lot of presentation things and you work with other companies, corporate companies, as a presenter as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like then if you like things a certain way, but you kind of have to follow a script? How do you find that?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because corporate is like a lot of people in the creative industry would say that's where the money is, right?
Right.
That's where it's stable and... but there's not a lot of room for creativity as a presenter myself. But for me, I think I like to pick and choose who I work with as well. People who I think are still in the creative industry in a sense where they might be corporate, but it might be like another media production company or something like that. And I work on, I did something for Parramatta where it was kind of, you know, they gave me the script, but as a presenter, you don't really want to go by the script unless it's like, you know, I don't know, an accounting firm. It's really, you does not. Yeah. So I think you just change it in a sense where I changed it to how I would normally say it. And in my language, cause that way it comes across more natural and a little bit more authentic rather than just reading off the script. I learned that from a previous job. So I just from that, I'm like, nah, I'll just do my own thing.
That's a skill. Like if you're out there and you're dipping your toes into the world of content creation or your presentation, if you're kind of following Nat's sort of path here, that's something to really pick up. And as a producer, when I get the chance to work with someone who is not only driven in the way that they want things, but also to be able to compromise and fit in with what is required for that particular job. And I think that's a good quality of you that you can do that. And having worked with you on this podcast, I think that's something that I'm so happy that you're my co-host for this. And I think we're able to work together really well. And look forward to more goodness
and wholesome content depending on how we feel. But yeah, for sure. I think bringing it back to Jamie, who is Jamie Illigan?
Hmm.
Well, I think I think with Jamie, it's just what you see is what you get. You're very transparent in a sense that you're honest and you're reliable. And I think that's when, like, I've known you for like 6 years or so. And I think just working with you, even, I think our foundation was definitely colleagues initially, and then we became friends afterwards. But I always thought that you were the guy to like to get everything done and just to be, you know, giving it all your effort. I don't think you half-ass anything. And it depends though. I know it's like you prioritize a lot of things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I think that's with everyone. But no, you're definitely someone to someone who I can trust.
Yeah, okay.
Very trustworthy.
This is more for me. I want to ask this question.
Yeah.
When you've worked with other producers, what has been your experience versus not to compare or anything?
I think producers. I'm just gassing him up now. But honestly, I think you're more one of the younger ones. Definitely, I feel like a lot of producers are much older. They've been in the industry for a really long time. This is just general, and this is my own experience at where we used to work. But you have like a breath of fresh air with you. I think you are still kind of like in it in terms of like what's trending, what's new. So it's more relatable in a sense when you're behind the glass. I think you kind of get how to talk, I guess, to younger talent in a sense.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of older people, they've been in the industry for a while, and I guess, you know, they have their own way of doing it. And I think they're a little bit more strict.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
on what needs to get out there.
Yeah.
But, you know your crap. You know how to do you've been in the industry for a long time now. So I think you have an ear for it. I know you have an ear for what sounds good, what the audience wants, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just like a general, as a producer, that's kind of what you want to achieve.
Yeah, exactly.
Something I always tell the people, and I repeat this so much to Nat, is like, think about the audience. Like, what are they? Who's the audience for this? And so, I mean, I might have one approach to tackling that thing, but then another producer might have a different approach to that. And that kind of, I guess, goes back to the lens too. What our experience is and how our experiences have shaped us, and then having those making those production decisions as we go along,
based on our experience.
Based on that experience. Yeah. So we're gonna keep touching on this lens
for sure.
Stuff. Just thank you for coming up with such a great name.
You know, kind of bringing back, it's going down the, you know, memory lane on the discussions where we used to initially have trying to plan this and how LTTL came to be essentially. But I remember our conversations along the lines of, we love being in the industry and we always want to, I guess I'm a naturally curious person. I always want to know more whenever I meet someone in the creative industry. I always like to ask, you know, how they came to be and more than just what they are now, or what I guess their Instagram or their work kind of showcases, more about who they are as a person, and especially diving into their heritage and seeing if that played a part, which
a lot of the time it does.
It does, yeah. Exactly. So essentially that's why, and I think bringing it back to why LTTL exists for me personally, is that I just want us to be the bridge between the listener and the creator, and then also educate people and even ourselves while we're doing the interview on different walks of life, different creators, and people who I look up to as well.
Yeah, I'm just thinking back to when I was kind of starting out with content creation. I always identified with, or I always found those resources that were most useful to me were the ones presented by or brought to me by people that I identified with on a more personal level. And so hopefully, I'm hoping that this, that LTTL is that driver for people listening to this now and watching now. That's kind of what I hope to bring to LTTL in these episodes and in the content that we put out in the future.
For sure. I think that's a perfect time to wrap up.
Yes.
We do have three seasons If you guys want to look back into that and kind of touch in, we had amazing guests. I really, really excited.
Such, such diversity.
Yeah, such diversity. And we had personal friends of ours that came in. I would say IRL friends real life. But in the future for season four, I'm super excited for our guests as well, because I think, especially if you guys can actually see them.
Yeah.
And we'll be on YouTube and all that. So we'll be uploading all this on our new YouTube channel.
Yeah. And if you're, if you've been listening to our podcast in the past, we were releasing once a week.
Yes.
We've changed it up for this season now just because we've got a bit more on our plate. I hope you guys understand. And with the video content that we will be pumping out as well, yeah, there'll be a lot more for you guys to sink your teeth into. So we are going to fortnightly releases.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Yeah. So that's for the podcast and the video, right?
Yes.
Everything is kind of coming out on the Wednesday. But I guess throughout the week, we'll also be trickling out stuff onto social
media, Instagram. So if you haven't followed us, make sure to follow us there at Live Through the Lens Pod. Thank you for tuning in. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button and be sure to subscribe. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to give us a follow and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
If you want to get in touch, send us an email, livethroughthelenspod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at livethroughthelenspod and join our Discord server. The link is in the show notes.
Well, that's a wrap. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.